You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Watching the news here, and they got all the news reporters out at the diners this morning, Dom. Interviewing everyone at the diner.
Who you voting for?
The damn diners.
The damn diners.
Anybody wearing a mask?
Not a single mask at any of these diners. They're just shoveling food in.
One of these days, I hope to be that guy, though.
Just parked at the diner bar.
Goes down to the diner. Yeah. I don't have a job to go to, and I'll just go down there and have my mug of tea and sit there.
Some crispy hash browns, some diner hash browns. Greasy.
Shoot the bull with those people.
That's
right,
man. Heck yeah.
Hey, just a heads up for people to either look online or call ahead before you visit various businesses today, because some are implementing Election Day hours so their employees can get out and vote. And just as an example, these are just a couple that I'm just pulling out of my rear here, but Best Buy, Bath and Body Works, those stores won't be opening until noon today. A few others are closed altogether. Not many, but a few are just closed altogether. And then there's a bunch of other stores that have said, we're just going to be very kind of liberal with our hours for our employees, that they can kind of come and go so that they have the opportunity to go.
That's good. Go vote. Go do it.
I'm okay this with that. This is just purely personal opinion. I don't understand the thing about waiting until Election Day.
Me either. Like, you've had a month to...
Yeah, I don't get it personally. I mean, for some people, it is... it's the thrill of it.
You
right?
feel like you're a part of something. Yeah. It's actual election day. You know, it's like, yes, I guess I get it.
I see that. Okay.
It's pretty cool. But I mean, in these times, though, too, I feel like, why didn't you drop it off at a box, over the past 2 weeks, so you're not around a bunch of people?
Yeah. But I'm anti-crowd anyway, so the idea of going and waiting in a line, to get in and stand there and do that, that's just not my personality style.
Sure. But a lot of people, it's for them. I should remind everybody, if you are worried about socially distancing, if you want to go to a polling place with a lot of room, you could actually go down and vote at the Ball Arena today. So you can get down there and spread out and cast your vote down there, which is a big deal for our company. So go do it.
Okay.
I do want to let you know, I was watching these videos, too, of everyone in the diners rocking their... candidate's t-shirt, a lot of the red hats, things like that. A lot of people don't know this, but you can't wear that stuff to polling places because it's considered electioneering. And like, you're pitching for your candidate at the actual place that you're voting. So if you have a MAGA hat, get rid of it, or your Biden 2020 t-shirt, you can't wear that in. So cover up, or they can actually tell you to take it off, I believe, or leave the polling place and get different clothes. You can't do that. So remove all that stuff.
Somebody posted a great photo of like a homemade sign that had been put up at a polling place. And I'm having to pull it off the top of my head here, trying to remember. But it was something along the lines of, remember, no election paraphernalia or clothes allowed in the polling place. So the way it's worded makes it sound like
you got to be
no
naked.
You got to take all your clothes off. You got to be naked to vote.
Well,
no,
it might get people out to vote a little bit more.
Or clothes allowed.
That's hilarious.
They do say that this could bust all the records for voter turnout.
Yeah,
that in some
really
places
will.
It's already broken records.
Yep.
And in a way, that warms my heart.
Yeah,
and in another way, it kind of makes me go,
because you kind of feel like people are doing it just to get back at the other side. You're not really doing it for the right reasons.
They're just firing off.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of people who are uninformed as to any of the actual issues.
Correct.
Right. It's just, I don't like this person. No, I don't like that person. No, I don't like this person. No, I don't like that person.
Yeah.
I wish it was more of an informed electorate, but at the very least, we've got people who are participating, and that part is good. I am glad
sure
to see
is,
that.
Sure is, man. It sure is.
So that's going on. Do you want to see a... Let me read this Facebook note we got from somebody and tell... And we can open this up to phones.
Okay.
But she writes, and at the bottom she puts, no name, please, obviously. She writes, "Hey, boys, I heard your show a couple weeks ago where someone was mad because their brother wouldn't tell them how they voted. Do you remember that?"
I do, that was, yeah.
Yeah, that was about 2 weeks ago, and somebody, some guy was all mad because his brother wouldn't tell him how he voted.
Yep.
And the wife's like, "Well, that's his right. You know, he doesn't have to tell you."
Right.
He's like,
"No, you're just going to get in a fight anyway."
Anyway, this person says, "And that has stuck with me because I know how mad my husband would be if he knew how I voted." Mm-hmm. "So I did tell him, but I totally lied. I told him what he wanted to hear and figured that would be, that would at least make things peaceful in the house. I'm just wondering how many of your listeners have lied to someone about who they really voted for."
That's no name, hilarious. Please. That's funny. I'm sure a lot of people have done that. That's why they're saying you can't trust the exit polls today, because people come out and tell you who they want, you know, they who they want you to say, basically.
So or they could be
they lie.
Husband and wife together coming out with these exit polls. Right?
Yeah.
And they say, "Oh, yeah, we both voted for so-and-so." And one of them in their head is going, I
sure did. Well, hey, I still have no idea who Nick Nack voted for, my wife. I have no idea. And
she
is not budging.
She's going to tell you later tonight?
She says, yeah, she says she'll tell me after the results.
Well,
I have a pretty good hunch.
Yeah.
I don't think she would totally swerve and vote opposite of how we usually vote. I have a pretty good hunch on what she did. She just really doesn't want to talk about it.
I know damn well how she voted, since she's not telling you. It's like we talked about 2 weeks ago. That makes it not a
you
secret.
You kind of know. And I love the kids. Like, she wouldn't even tell the kids. And the kids are like, "Who'd you vote for? Who you voting for? Who you voting for? Mom, 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 mom." She's like, "No, I'm not telling you. Because then you'll go to school and tell all your friends who I voted for. And then all their parents will know."
And then I've got an 18-year-old in the house. It's her first election ever. And she, you know, went down to the library or whatever and turned her ballot in and did all of that stuff. And she's been talking. She is very involved. And it that does make me feel good, because she asks a lot of questions.
That's good.
Now, I might think that, you know, the answers she has come up with are wrong many times, but she has asked a lot of questions, and she's had a lot of talks with her mom and with me about it. And that's really, I think that's very cool.
That's very cool, man.
But back to the letter. What percentage of our listeners do you think have lied to someone in their family about who they voted for? I'm going to say at least 10%.
Probably at least 10, 20% even, maybe, during the past 4 years. And now, I think a lot more people have lied.
Look at the way she put it. She goes, "I told him what he wanted to hear and figured that would at least make things peaceful in the house." Because
it works.
Telling them isn't necessarily going to, you know, telling them the truth isn't going to change anything about your vote, and it would just cause strife.
This is
but then
brilliant.
You also have to spend the next 4 years, let's say, hypothetically, let's give this person a name, because she says no name. Let's call her Marie, all right?
Yeah.
Let's say, hypothetically, Marie votes for candidate A, but she tells her husband that she voted for candidate B.
Yep.
Okay. And then, because her husband's all about candidate B, let's say secretly that hypothetically candidate A wins, okay?
Yep.
Now Marie has to spend the next 4 years acting like she's so unhappy, like, "Oh, my candidate didn't win."
Right, and you got to yell at the TV occasionally.
Right, but in her heart, she's like, "All
right." It's going to involve some commitment with this lie. It sure is, man. Some dedication.
You've got to hold a lie for 4 or 8
yes,
years.
You do. So be careful.